The Arizona Department of Education misallocated more than $85 million in federal funding over the last 4 years. This is according to an analysis of education funding data by the Arizona Republic. The misallocation meant that some schools who needed the funding for special ed and low-income students missed out while other schools got more than their share. To explain more about how this happened and who's affected, we're joined now by Aaliyah Rao from the Arizona Republic. Aaliyah, good morning.
Hi. Thanks
for
having me.
So how did the state make this error?
There are a couple different ways, and I will read what Superintendent Diane Douglas, how she described it, because it's kind of a convoluted, complicated answer, but she described it as an incorrect funding formula that became less accurate and an inconsistent mechanism for calculating funding for new and expanding charter schools. And basically, from what I understand, what that means is they messed up the funding formula. It didn't properly account for rapid growth, particularly for the charter schools. And so it kind of threw everything out of whack.
So Superintendent Douglas said $56 million was misallocated. You looked into it and found it was actually $85 million.
There's two separate programs. Okay. So it's really two separate but similar screw-ups.
Okay.
And it's $85 million that was misallocated over 4 years total, but then it was $56 million for the Title I low-income students and $30 million for special education funding.
So considering what we're talking about with education funding all the time in the state, and some people might say, oh, in the big picture of the state budget, $56 million, $85 million, but how are schools affected by this? I mean, how are schools reacting?
It's interesting. And you're right. In the big picture, and even in the total amounts of these two different pots of federal funds, it's a relatively small amount. But if you're looking at a school that already says it doesn't have enough money for special education and then they're hit with another $200,000 they didn't get that they should have gotten, that can be a pretty big impact. That's a lot of teachers. That's a lot of programming for kids with special needs.
Are there certain types of schools or certain areas in the state that really took the brunt of this?
It's been kind of across the board. You know, as they said, the funding formula sort of disproportionately impacted some of the charter schools. So a lot of the schools that didn't get enough money or lost the biggest pieces of money were some of the charter schools, specifically in regards to the Title I low-income funding money. And then you had some of the biggest districts who got extra.
Ooh, okay. So how does the state then fix that? I imagine some of the schools that got extra don't necessarily want to give that up.
That's the biggest concern from the schools, obviously. And from what the Department of Education has said, their goal is to kind of hold those schools harmless. Now, they have to get approval from the feds on sort of a fixed plan. So they're waiting on that. But from what they have said, they've been very clear that they would hold those overfunded schools harmless and then try to gradually refund with state money, because the state is the one that messed up the money, kind of make whole over a few years those schools that were negatively impacted.
Now, Aaliyah, considering what you said about Superintendent Douglas and funding formula error and whatnot, can there be something put into place either by her or someone else to, we can never ensure it never happens again, but to make sure it's less likely to happen again?
She has said they've actually gotten new staff in both of those areas that kind of focus on that funding, and they've gone in and made some changes. And she had said it happened under previous administrations. I think people are still looking into exactly how that may have happened. But according to Douglas and the Department of Education, they say it happened under a prior administration and that they've got new staff in that have kind of put in new procedures to sort of prevent it. These are super complicated formulas, though. I'm sure nobody could say we're never going to have this happen again. But to have two right on top of each other like that, I would think it's pretty unusual.
And finally, not to make us go in the realm of politics, but you know me, I kind of have to.
Right.
Is this something that reflects poorly on her leadership, on the department, or again, could it have been a past administration that messed it up?
I think that's a great question, and I think there are still a lot of questions out there about how it happened. But I do think there are folks asking questions about, even if it did happen under a prior administration, we are now 3 years into her administration. And so if there were cases where she thought things were getting fixed and they weren't, then why weren't they getting fixed? There is one of those, I think it's a Title I, I hope I'm not mixing them up, that said they were just recently told by the feds exactly the impact. So they were waiting on an audit. And then once that audit came out, they addressed it. But in terms of the special education funding, I think there's some questions in terms of like what was followed up on and what wasn't.
Aaliyah Rao of the Arizona Republic, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.